The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The vaccine was never tested for stopping COVID. That's not me just saying that. Now Pfizer admits it. A Pfizer director admitted this in front of the European Parliament, thanks to Rob Roos, who is a member of the European Parliament and asked the question and got the director to admit this. And folks, understand, this admittal is basically, they're just saying the vaccine was a fraud from the beginning. And they were running around letting everybody think it's safe and effective and that it works, when they didn't even test to see if it stops COVID, to see if it prevents COVID. They didn't even test to see. Remember, the governments ordered the vaccine before even like the animal trials were done. They had already put their orders in. So they didn't even care what the results were going to be, the governments. And that told Pfizer, well, we don't have to even care if it stops anything. Here's the real reason why they're saying, they're going to say, well, it's because it was emergency use and we had to get it out there and we didn't have time. No, it's because they knew a vaccine cannot cure a coronavirus. It's literally impossible. Any airborne virus cannot be stopped by injecting your blood, because your blood is a different immune system than your immune system that is, it's separate. Your respiratory, your lungs, and your digestive tract is a different immune system. This is why they can't cure the common cold. This is why they've tried to do those flu nasal sprays. You've seen those where you inhale something to try to coat the lungs. Those have failed, but they've tested them. They even brought some to market, but they haven't really been effective. They've never been able to stop the common cold. They can't stop the flu because they can't stop any airborne virus. Science can't. And if they say they can, they're lying. And therefore, if they've been tricking you with the flu vaccine most of your life, knowing that they really can't stop the flu from spreading and it really isn't going to stop an airborne virus by injecting you, then of course they were like, well, we're already doing this with the flu vaccine. We can just say, yeah, to the government, yeah, we got something to stop the coronavirus. We can stop a cold type virus, even though we can't cure the common cold. But all of a sudden, magically, when we can make billions and billions of dollars from the government, who's going to buy it regardless of what the people want, we don't even have to sell it to the people. We're just automatically going to make billions of dollars. There's no motive for us to just say, yeah, we can do that. No motive whatsoever. Only billions and billions of dollars worth of motive. And we've done it for years and years with the flu vaccine. Folks, your attitude should be, from this point on, or it already should have been there, when has the vaccine companies given us the truth? It's not, were they lying about COVID? The question is, when have they ever told the truth about any of their vaccines? We have found how they do their tricks, their mathematical tricks, to make you think something's effective when it's less than 1% effective. They'll use percentages between that 1% with a study and say, well, the difference between people who didn't get COVID and the people who did is actually less than 1%, but 1% of the people and 0.3%. And they'll take the difference between that and say 97% efficacy. But actually, the vaccine is not 97 or 98 or 96, whatever they try to say, percent efficacy rating, because you're thinking that's actually how effective it is, and that's not what it is. The effectiveness is actually less than 1%. I believe it was 0.8%. This is off the top of my head. I did a whole show on it. Anyways, it's mathematical tricks to make a product that is less than 1% effective, which basically means it's not effective whatsoever, because that would be within an error rate, meaning there is no effectiveness whatsoever. It's not effective at all. Zero. Less than 1% is what they'll say, but it means it's not effective. And they can still use mathematical tricks to say 97% efficacy. how long have they been doing this with the flu shots? How long have they been doing this with any vaccine that they've developed? So obviously, when you do this big of a scam, it isn't your first time. You can't be this bold unless this is business as usual. They're just getting caught. So we're catching them thinking, how could they lie so much? How could they use such bold-faced statistical lies? How could they fake these trials? Because they've always done that kind of thing. We just have never been examining them like we do now. And that's what the truth is. All right. So Tucker did a great job. He actually brought on Rob Roos, the member of European Parliament, who got this admission. And frankly, to me, this is just an admission of fraud. It convicts the governments when they advertise that it's safe and effective and that it will stop transmission, that you'll be safe. You won't get COVID if you take the vaccine. Anyone who promoted that is committing fraud, especially if they knew that wasn't true and Pfizer knew that was true. And that means the CDC and the FDA, if they really wanted to know, would have known that's true too. But Tucker talked before he brings on his guest. He talks more about this and more about Fauci, and I want you to hear it all, so take a listen.
Well, even the zombies in Brookline aren't defending Tony Fauci anymore. He's been unmasked as the sinister buffoon he is, but it wasn't that long ago he was in charge of everything, and when he was in charge of everything, he told us repeatedly that if you get the COVID vaccine, you're not going to get COVID, period. We know that, and we're quoting. You become a dead end for the virus, said Tony Fauci, and so widely accepted was that statement that Twitter banned anyone who disagreed with it or even questioned it as part of its COVID misinformation policy. But it soon became clear that that itself was misinformation because, of course, you can get COVID and pass it on if you've had the shot. And in fact, that shouldn't be surprising because Pfizer, which made the vaccine, never even tested to see if it prevented the transmission of COVID. What? You'd think they would know that since Tony Fauci and everyone in the U.S. government and everyone at your kid's school and everyone on television and Morning Joe and all the rest of them knew for a fact, but Pfizer didn't even know. And we know that because Pfizer executive Jeanine Small answered questions on Monday at the European Parliament, and here's how it went.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
Oh, the speed of science!
They think that they're getting away with it because what they're going to say is, but we tested it after it went to the market, and that's why we could claim it's safe and effective. But we know that that's all fraudulent crap. One of their things was they just tested on 8 mice. And like I did a whole show on the efficacy versus actual effectiveness and how it was proven to be less than 1%. They knew it was what they're doing was games and tricks. This is what they do. So even when they try to say that their vaccine works, folks, it's literally impossible. They know that they can't cure the common cold. They know they can't stop airborne viruses by injecting people in their blood with any vaccine. They know they're two different immune system tracks. They know that. Therefore, when they say, but later we tested and then we said it was safe and effective, but we did roll it out before we did the trials. When you say it's safe and effective, I already know you're committing fraud. I already know you're lying. You're just doing, you've got paid people that are getting paid by you to deceive, and you know all the corners to cut, all the tricks to make something appear one way when it's the exact opposite. And how you've learned to do this most of all is through the flu vaccines. And probably other vaccines as well, but guaranteed the flu vaccine, because the flu vaccine does not work. How many people have gotten the flu vaccine and then they actually get the flu? A ton. But then they'll say, well, it might be 50% effective because when we do our testing and we give you the flu shot, half the people didn't get the flu. And the other half that got the flu shot, they did. Except for, well, wait a minute. If I don't get the flu shot, I probably have a greater than a 50% chance of still not getting the flu, especially if I just take some vitamins and stuff. I mean, I probably have a, I mean, you don't get the flu every single year. So it's an awesome scam because people don't get the flu every single year. So you can give people a whole bunch of flu shots and the majority of people won't get the flu even if they didn't get the flu shot. You see how the scam works? I haven't gotten a flu shot ever, and I have only had the flu a couple times in my life. So how am I so safe and effective against the flu when I've never received a flu shot whatsoever? And yet, it seems to me, if you really did an investigation, I think just like COVID, I think people who get the flu shot are probably more likely to get the flu. If we dove into the COVID-19 vaccines, and I know I'm right because I know you cannot inject the blood. It's a scientific fact to prevent an airborne virus. They can't do that. So I know they're lying about the flu shot. I know that. I know they are. But COVID-19 has exposed all that. Because of COVID-19, I can say that confidently. Before COVID-19, I never looked into it that much. I never got the flu shot because I did believe it was a scam. I knew just too many people who have gotten the flu shot and then got the flu. I knew that happened. So I was like, I ain't getting the flu shot. It doesn't seem to me it does anything. And that was just my instinct without ever even researching it. Other than real life research of, hey, those people got the flu shot and they still got the flu. Yeah, I'm not getting it. That's the only research I needed. All right. More from Tucker Carlson.
That's the speed at which you're moving too fast to do science. And you just sort of hope for the best and yell at anyone who disagrees with your preferred and hoped for outcome. The speed of science. Rob Rose is the man you just saw on tape. He's a conservative member of the European Parliament. He's from the Netherlands, and we are grateful to have him on tonight. Rob, thanks so much for coming on. Did you know the answer to that question when you asked it? And were you shocked by what she said?
Hold on. I'm going to pause it there because Tucker's first question, did you know the answer before you asked it? I really would like to know if that's, he doesn't answer that question. He just moves on and I'm not saying, I'm not picking, this guy's awesome and I'm glad of what he did. What I'm just pointing out something that I'm perceiving is that probably means, yes, he already did probably know the answer to the question, and he wanted to see if this person would incriminate themselves or admit to it. That's what it seems. So, but he doesn't want to say that, so he just kind of just doesn't say whether he knew ahead of time what the answer was to the question that he asked or not. But he still does a fantastic job. I understand why probably he's not going to answer that question, but I really would like to know, just like Tucker, but he doesn't answer that part of the question. Let's pick it up where I left off.
Well, good evening, Tucker. It really was a special moment. For the first time, Pfizer admitted that the vaccine was not tested on stopping the transmission of the virus when it entered the market. And this has massive implications. Governments pushed millions of people worldwide to get vaccinated by telling them, by telling you to do it for your grandmother. And they
Yes.
tricked perfectly healthy young people into taking this jab using false arguments. And they used big words such as antisocial to sow an immense hatred against people who refuse to comply with the government's wishes. And even worse, many governments, including mine, actually introduced so-called COVID passports. These passports made access to parts of society conditional. Those who did not wish to get vaccinated lost that access.
Yeah, this is huge. He's going to say so much more. I love the points he's making. Think of the massive fraud. They knew it didn't work. The governments lied and then persecuted people who were suspicious and were the ones who were right, who said, I don't think this works. I think they're lying. And they tried to punish those people, and now they're admitting, well, yeah, we were lying. Yeah, we didn't know. Yeah, we didn't test it. Yeah, it's all been fraud. What are you going to do? We're the government. We can just stand up here and say it right to your face. It's going to get censored on Twitter if you catch us anyway, if you try to spread this. And the liberal media is going to do whatever they can to spin it and cover it up because they got paid millions and millions of dollars to advertise this vaccine through the government. I mean, the U.S. government spent $1 billion, and Fox News got some of that. That's why I'm always been surprised. This is why it took so long for Tucker to get on board. We've been doing this for like a year before Tucker ever even started to cover this stuff. And the reason why it took so long is because Tucker had to make sure everything was so rock solid before he could cover it, because Fox News took millions of dollars from the government to promote the vaccine, the very network he's on. They were actually guilty of doing the same thing as CNN. We got to not forget that. And they did it for money. They did it for money. And I can't sit here and I don't dislike the people at Fox News. I like the people at Fox News. But I can't pretend that didn't happen when I was begging them to air the stuff and that we had dug up, begging them to not promote lies on their network, which they did. But we found out later why. They got paid by the government to do so. Newsmax as well, just so you know, they took money from the government to promote the vaccine as well. I wish I didn't have to call them out on this, but even good people or good news organizations, or at least some people, I know not everyone at Fox News is good, but there's a lot of good people that are at Fox News and at Newsmax. You flash money and people lose their moral sense and their high ground, that they lose their ethics for the money. And that really happened. But at least they're covering it now. They could be like CNN and MSNBC and all the other ones who, no matter the facts, it just proves that we've proven to Fox News they can't deny it anymore, so they have to admit to it now. But there's other news organizations, no matter what the facts are, they will never admit what they have done. Fox News, at least, can have the credibility of saying, well, the government tricked us. We were too trusting of the government. They could make that claim. CNN can't make that claim. MSNBC, they know all of this. Fox News is covering the evils of the vaccine, at least now. Why isn't CNN covering this? They're still lying in the face of all the scientific evidence that is irrefutable. Fox News, when the irrefutable evidence finally built up to where they're like, this is irrefutable, they finally went with the information. Let's get back to the interview.
Not being able to visit a restaurant or a gym, all in the name of public health. Our governments love to talk about institutional discrimination, but this was real institutional discrimination.
Yes.
In many countries, like the US and Italy, vaccine mandates were introduced for certain professions. Many people lost their job, their livelihood, their business, because they stood by their principles. Austria even had a lockdown for the unvaccinated because of this reason. The government literally imprisoned people within their own homes. All of this was based on the idea that vaccination helps prevent the spread of the virus. Otherwise, why should people out of society? But this has now proven to be a big lie. Even the president of for International Development Market of Pfizer now admits that there was no scientific basis to say vaccination would stop the transmission of the virus. And I find this one of the biggest scandals of our time. The politicians responsible for this will be angry that people are looking back at this time, but I won't forget what they did to millions of people. And if we are a democracy, we should have accountability. And that's what I'm calling for.
Yes. If we are a democracy. And by the way, Pfizer knew this. None of its executives bothered to correct these politicians. And yet no Pfizer executive has been charged with the crime they committed, which is pretty unbelievable. I wish we had more politicians like you in Washington. Rob Rose, thank you for coming on tonight. We are really grateful.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Folks, Pfizer isn't going to be prosecuted, not by Western nation countries. I don't expect maybe a rogue European country, maybe Italy, now that they have some conservatives in power, Maybe Italy will do something. But for the most part, I don't expect European or any Western world country who went along with this and knew it was a giant money-making scheme. Some of them knew that it was a biological weapon. Others didn't. They just did it for the money. Who cares what their motive is? They knew what they were doing was evil. They knew that we were giving... The censorship proves they knew. They knew... I always say this, and it's so true. How did they know exactly who to censor if they didn't know that they were liars? How did they know to censor everything that was exactly true? And they made sure they censored that stuff. But they didn't censor anything by accident that was untrue. All the stuff that they pushed that was untrue never accidentally got censored. None of their stuff ever got censored accidentally or some truthful stuff got through and some did. They censored everything at the beginning that was truthful. Every single thing. And everything that was a lie, they made sure to push. That isn't, well, we didn't know. That means we knew what the truth was, so we knew exactly what to censor in order for our lies to be believed by the public. That's 100% proof of that. So these governments and the media who did this and big tech went way too far, and they are not going to admit that they are basically criminals who should be put on trial. They're not going to admit this, and you know they're not. But they didn't just poison the Western world. They poisoned the entire world. So there are governments. There are governments that can go rogue. There could be governments that are not even very good governments, like kind of nasty governments in South America, in Africa. Or there could be good governments. There's good governments in South America and Africa as well. But you have governments in other areas that aren't part of the Western world that can go after these people, that have their laws, and have laws that have been violated by these people and have been scammed. You have India. India could go after them. India has a lot of power in the aspect of their sway, and they have a legal system, and I guarantee you there was laws violated. It's got to be someone like that, especially like India would be a really good one, because I don't trust that the European countries will do anything. But at some point, someone other than Europe is going to do something. I believe that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! The establishment media is doing everything possible to not allow you to get to the deep truth of things. And, you know, when it has topics such as medicine, science, politics, business, really anything you can think of, you want the truth, and the media just doesn't seem to always give you it. You know that's true. So why not go to The New American and check out Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman. Conversations That Matter. The title explains itself, right? They're conversations and they really matter. Alex Newman is awesome, and he'll bring the best guests you can possibly find around the country, even around the world. Check it out.